Blog Talk Radio.
Times and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. Good morning. It's December the 9th, 2023. This is Amazing Grace Ministries, and we are destroying the yoke of bondage. You have now entered the Blog Talk Radio zone. Amen. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. We are in great expectations of a move from God as we prepare for the new year 2024. I am your co-host, Evangelist Terry Rogers, and we honor the host on this morning, Dr. Maria Carey, who is the president and CEO of the Amazing Grace Ministries. And we have an anointed, spirit-filled lesson on today. So let's get right to it. Announcements. Please send your feedback about the open mic last week. Did you enjoy the show? Should we have more like it? You can text or email your comments. Dr. Maria Carey will be speaking on tomorrow at the Word of Truth Pentecostal Church on December the 10th. 2023 at 11 o'clock a.m. The church is located 415 West 111th Street. She would love to see you there. Expansion is coming in 2024. We are open to topic suggestions. If you are blessed by this talk show, I need you to express it via text, email, or comment on our lesson page. Text 309-750-7584. Or email AmazingGraceMinistries@gmail.com. That's capital A, AmazingGraceMinistries@gmail.com. Please consider donating to Amazing Grace Ministries, Inc. You can send a donation to P.O. Box 438411, Chicago, Illinois 60643. And thank you to those who have sent in your donations in 2023. They are well appreciated. To everyone listening in Radio Land, I decree blessings unto you in this last month of 2023 and for the continuing months of 2024. We are on the air at 9 a.m. every Saturday morning, and we have exciting lessons. So please tune in. To connect to this lesson live, the link is http://tobtr.com/s/12294519. Let's get to the explanation of our lesson. We have a word on today that will captivate your mind, illuminate your heart, and lift you to a greater level in the Lord Jesus Christ. We will take you on a journey to a great peace, a greater hope, and closer to Jesus. We thank God for the victories received in 2023. And now we are preparing for the upcoming holidays and the new year. We praise God for his blessings in 2023 and miraculously in 2024. The theme for this month of December is there is power in praise because the Savior was born. The lesson for this second Saturday in December is revealing a familiar story. Christ was born. Our text is coming from Isaiah 7 and 14. That's the King James Version, and it reads, "Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." Isaiah 9 and 6, King James Version says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." We're going to talk about Advent. The definition of Advent is a period of spiritual preparation in which many Christians make themselves ready for the coming or birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. Celebrating Advent typically involves a season of prayer, fasting, and repentance, followed by anticipation of hope and joy. Many Christians celebrate Advent not only by thanking God for Christ's first coming to the earth as a baby, but also for his presence among us today through the Holy Spirit, and in preparation and anticipation for his final coming at the end of time. The word Advent comes from the Latin adventus, meaning arrival or coming, particularly of something having great importance. Advent is a four-week session of expectant waiting that is celebrated around the world. It is a time for preparing our hearts to behold our Savior, the prophesied Messiah. It is a time of reflection and for teaching our children about Jesus' virgin birth, life, death, and resurrection. This season should draw our hearts back to reflect on what has been done and propel us onward into a new year of miraculous expectations and readiness for his glorious appearance. Are you ready to receive a blessing from God? Are you pregnant with promises of expectation in the coming year? We celebrate the first week of Advent, and we're going into the second week on tomorrow, which is Sunday. So we are getting ready for Christ. Must. Buying gifts, we call it Christmas. Putting up lights and bringing out or buying a Christ or Christmas tree, in addition to decorating that tree. But I know it was the blood that saved me. One day when I was lost, I knew it was the blood. The Advent dates for 2023 are December the 3rd, which was the first Sunday of Advent, December the 10th, second Sunday of Advent, December the 17th, the third Sunday of Advent, and December the 24th, the fourth Sunday of Advent. Hebrews 10:12, and this is the King James Version, it says, "But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sin forever, sat down on the right hand of God." Acts 2:17 says, "And it come to pass in the last days, said God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams." Hebrews 1:2. "Hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds." This season should draw our hearts back to reflect on what has been done and propel us onward into a new year of miraculous expectations and readiness for his next glorious appearance. Excuse me. Luke 2, 1 through 7, and I'll be reading from the New King James Version. This is Christ born of Mary. And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census first took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house of the lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothing and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. But Jesus came as a gift and paid the price for our sins, so we don't have to be stressed out during this holiday season. Isaiah 9, 6 through 7 is describing Advent Christ this way. You see his humiliation. The same that is the mighty God is a child born. The ancient of days become an infant of the span long. An everlasting father is a son given. Such was his condescension in taking our nature upon him. Thus did he humble and empty himself to exalt and fill us. He is born into our world. The word was made flesh and dwelt among us. He is given freely, freely given to be all that to us, which our case is our fallen state, calls for. God so loved the world that he gave him. He is born to us. He is given to us, us men, and not to the angels that sinned. It is spoken with an air of triumph, and the angels seem to refer to these words in the notice he given to the shepherds of the Messiah's having come, Luke 2 and 11. Unto you is born this day a Savior. Christ being born and given to us is the great foundation of our hopes and fountain of our joys in time of great grief and fear. Jesus is hope for the season. Psalms 147, 10 through 12, and this is the King James Version, it reads, he delighted not in the strength of the horse, he taketh not pleasure in the legs of a man. The Lord taketh pleasure in them that feareth him, in those that hope in his mercy. Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise thy God, O Zion. See his exaltation, kindness. Son of man and son of God and son of man is given to us, is in a capacity to do us a great deal of kindness. He is invested with the highest honor and power. He is given great dignity, and the name he has is above every name. He shall be called, and therefore we are sure he is and shall be wonderful, counselor, and other names. His people shall know him and worship him by these names. And as one that fully answered them, they shall submit to him and depend upon him. He is wonderful, counselor. Justly is he called wonderful. He is both God and man. His love is the wonder of angels and glorified saints. In his birth, life, death, resurrection, and ascension, he is wonderful. A constant series of the wonders attracted him, and without controversy, great was the mysteries of godliness concerning him. He is the counselor, for he was intimately acquainted with the counsels of God from eternity. And he gives counsel to the children of men, in which he consults our welfare. It is by him that God has given us counsel. Psalm 16 and 7, Revelation 3:18. He is the wisdom of the Father and is made of God to us wisdom. Some join these together. He is the wonderful counselor, a wonder or miracle of a counselor. In this, as in other things, he has preeminence. None teaches like him. He is the mighty God, God the mighty one. As he has wisdom, so he has strength to go through with his undertaking. He is able to save to the utmost, and such is the work of the mediator that no less a power than that of mighty God could accomplish it. He is the everlasting Father, or the Father of eternity. He is God, one with the Father, who is from everlasting to everlasting. He is the author of everlasting life and happiness to them, and so is the father of a blessed eternity to them. He is the father of the world to come, the father of the gospel state, which is put in subjection to him, not to the angels. Hebrews 2 and 5. He was from eternity, father of the great work of redemption. His heart was upon it. It was the product of his wisdom as the counselor, of his love as the everlasting father. He is the Prince of Peace. As a king, he preserves peace, commands peace. He creates peace in his kingdom. He is our peace, and it is in his peace that both keeps the heart of his people and rules in them. He is not only a peaceable prince, he reigns peaceable. But he is the author and giver of all good, all that peace which is the present and future bliss of his subjects. Jesus is the reason for the season. Jesus is wonderful. He is exceptional, distinguished, and without peer. Jesus is counselor. He gives the right advice, all loving. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. His government is one of justice and peace. In conclusion, the top 10 reasons Jesus Christ is the reason for the season. Number 10, the word Christmas includes Jesus' last name. You can read that in Matthew 1 and 1. We get to sing fun songs that tells the story of Jesus coming, Luke 2, 13 and 14. The eighth reason, everybody loves when a baby is born, but none has changed the world as Jesus has, Matthew 1, 21. We can truly be of good cheer and full of hope because Jesus came to save us, John 3, 16. Sixth reason, people are actually nicer during this time of the year, and even strangers wish each other well, John 13 and 35. Fifth reason, we sing joy to the world, and it's okay, joy. J, Jesus, O, others, Y, yourself, Luke 2 and 10. Luke 2 and 10, the King James Version said, and the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of joy, which shall be to all people. The word of God states that the joy of the Lord is my strength. Nehemiah 8 and 10 says, then he said unto them, go your way, eat the fat and drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto the Lord, neither be ye sorrow, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Psalms 28, 6-8 says, blessed be the Lord, because he has heard the voice of my supplication. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song will I praise him. 8, the Lord is their strength, and he is the saving strength of his anointed. The fourth reason, Christmas lights remind us that Jesus is the light of the world, and that each of us should light the world as he does, John 8 and 12. The third reason, it's a time of the year where we can all be like little children, just like Jesus taught, Matthew 18, 2 through 5. Second reason, Jesus' love inspires people to be extra kind and giving this time of the year, 1 John 3:16. Number one reason, the number one reason Jesus is the reason for the season is that he is the ultimate gift to the world, Romans 5 and 15. So don't get caught up in the commercial aspect of what this world believes Christmas is. Jesus Christ is the reason for Christmas. I know that December the 25th was the date given to us to celebrate Jesus' birth, but the reality of it is that we celebrate Christ's birth every day because Christ lives in us. Amen. Due to the fact that the Comforter was sent back to earth in the form of the Holy Ghost, and because Jesus came back to earth in the form of the Holy Ghost, we can say that Christ now lives in me. Let us pray. Lord God of heaven and earth, we praise you. We honor you. We love you and we adore you because you are great. God, we thank you for loving us. You loved us first. You loved us so much that you did something about it. You sent your only begotten son just for us. And for this, we are grateful and thankful, Lord. Lord, we ask that you forgive us of our sins, knowingly and unknowingly. Then, God, we ask that you remove everything that is not like Jesus from us. We sing the praises of if you find anything that should not be, take it out and strengthen me. Oh, God, we want Jesus to shine through us. We want the people to see Jesus through us, Lord God, and in us. Oh, God, you are good and your mercies endure forever. Look on your people everywhere. Look on the world leaders today, God. Look on my pastor, the administrative assistant superintendent, Dr. Byron and Lady Gibbs, God. Look on my assistant pastor, pastor and elder and evangelist Johnson, God. Oh, God, look on our mothers today. Bless them in a way that only you can. Look on our Blog Talk listeners, one by one, name by name, God. Mother Garnett, Mother Carrie, God, Mother Lucky, Mother Moore, Mother Norman, Mother Maxine, Mother McCall, Mother Gibbs, and Mother Marvel. Strength today, God. Oh, God, we ask for strength, God. Look on the ministers, the missionaries, Lord God. Oh, God, look on Dad Ellis today, God. The evangelists, the doorkeepers, God, the musicians. Look on Dean Boyd this morning, God. Look on Tanelle, the deacons, God, the choir members, the young people, the whole household of faith, God. Look on Dr. Carrie and her cousin on today, Lord God. Look on William this morning, God. Continue to be with him, God. We are asking for complete healing, God, healing of the body, the mind, and the spirit, God. Continue to look on the bereaved families on today, God. Give Lady Williams the strength, Lord God, that she needs to get through these tough times, God. Look on Devin and Iowa today, God. Oh, God, give strength like no other. Look on Christine and Elder and Sister Martin that's in Texas, God. Look on Pat in Indiana, God, Dr. Bradley, God. Elder and Lady Shelton on this morning, God. Hallelujah. Look on Elder and Lady Veloci this morning, God. Elder and Lady Stevens, God. Look on my children and grandchildren. Look on the Saints' children today, God. Look on all those that said, pray for me, God. And then, God, go before us on today. Make the crooked places straight, God. Be with us in everything that we say and do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio, where Dr. Maria Carey is the CEO and president of the Amazing Grace Ministries, and yours truly, Evangelist Terry Rogers, who is the co-host. Tune in on next week. Dr. Carey will be returning. Be safe, watch your surroundings, and always remember, no matter what, that God is in control. And know that Jesus is the reason for the season. Enjoy your day on purpose.